All right, welcome back. How's everything in Adelaide, Australia, David? How is it up here?
Oh boy, where do I start?
Are you wearing your five? Are you wearing your five masks? Are you remembering to stay within 200 yards of your home?
Am I scanning my barcode everywhere I go? Because I'll get a $1,650 fine if I don't. It's crazy, Jeff. It's insane.
Yeah. Well, they're just making
just
it.
Move right. Sorry, go on.
No, you go ahead. Big Brother,
Big Brother has just moved right in, and everyone's just not a peep of a protest anywhere. it's crazy.
I want to submit something. I would suggest that the Communist Chinese Party and the People's Liberation Army are paying very close attention to this.
I'm sure they are. Of that I have no doubt.
I mean, it's almost like they're softening you up to become a new Hong Kong for Communist China. I don't want to say that with any seriousness, but it is something that comes to mind.
Yeah, it's very scary, Jeff. It really is. It's what's happening in Australia is unbelievable. You know, they just shut down the whole state of Western Australia, the whole state for 5 days, complete lockdown over one case of COVID. One case.
Well, alleged case. We don't know if it's a real case. The test is 94% false positive. Kerry Mullis, who discovered it, who created the PCR test, said it over and over again before he died rather mysteriously just a year ago. He said the case is not appropriate to determine any clinical infection in anybody. It's not that kind of a test. He's dead. So, I mean, look, and then the guy, 51 years old. He just died the other day. Another key player. He was the one who invented, what did he invent? I have to go find it. Anyway, people are dying. The bottom line is, they don't care about human life at all. Not at all. Doesn't mean anything to them. And the kingdom of killer ants is even worse. They walk in there and just liquidate everybody if they wanted to. They don't care. There'd be an open season on free organ. The organ market would boom, which they do. They just harvest from people there, and they don't give them any anesthetic.
Jeez. I'll tell you what. My eyes have been opened so much since I started doing reverse speech. The whole world is completely and utterly totally different to everything that we have been told. I mean,
correct.
All our religions are off. All I have not found a decent reversal on any religious leader anywhere. And I did the Dalai Lama last week. We'll play those reversals today, actually, hoping at last I'll find an enlightened man. Oh, no. His reversals are just as bad as everyone else's.
So, no, you found it. It's a CIA prop is all he is.
Yeah,
that's the word. Anyway.
Well, sure. Well, I got immediately disillusioned, and what reverse speech shows about politics and what's going on behind the scenes. I mean, you think of all the shows and broadcasts I've done and everything reverse speech has revealed. It's mind blowing. It's mind blowing.
I know it is. It's crazy. I want to make sure I got his name. It's the Rutgers researcher who created the first COVID saliva test that use all over the place. He died unexpectedly at 51 years of age. No elaboration whatsoever from Rutgers. It killed him.
Unbelievable. Well, listen, I've got some more reverses on Fauci. Do you think they were bad last week? Man, this guy is...
Well, we can revisit those if we have time. I think it's important to paint an accurate picture of him through the eyes of reverse speech.
Yeah, this guy reminds me of... Anyway, look, I'll say it when I play the reversals. They'll have more impact.
All right.
Oh, dear. So, okay, so where do we start? Look, let's start with the latest ones on Fauci, okay? So let me pull
Dr.
these
Death.
Up. Yeah, the first one is from a broadcast he did just yesterday, I believe. I downloaded it from YouTube this morning. So, and the first reversal, you're going to laugh right off the bat. So here's the forwards.
J&J, Johnson & Johnson from last week also had some good results. So as we're going on, getting into February now, we're going to have multiple candidates in the mix, which is good news.
It is.
But as you said, that's balanced, yeah.
Okay, this reversal is either you scam in this or new, as in N-E-W, scam in this. But either way, scam in this is the obvious phrase. That's either new scam or you scam. So here we go.
You scam in this.
You scam in this. You scam in this.
I think it's new. I can hear an N.
Well, it makes sense because J&J would be the newest COVID vax contender out there, so new. This is a very tight little N there. I think you're right.
It is new scamming. So let's play it again. Bear in mind that reverse speech, 95% of all cases, relates directly to the forwards, okay? So this is what he's talking about, forwards.
J&J, Johnson & Johnson from last week also had some good results. So as we're going on, getting into February now, we're going to have multiple candidates in the mix, which is good news.
It is.
But as you said, that's balanced, yeah.
And a new scam in this.
New scam in this.
New scam in this. New scam in this.
Sure, a new player, a new scammer has entered the field, J&J.
And we have the word scam, which we've heard before. We've heard the word con. We've heard the word bogus. Point of fact, we've heard the word con numerous times. And here we have reversal that actually made me quite angry. I try to be dispassionate when I'm finding them, because you really got to keep your emotions out of it to document accurately. But you can't help but form opinions as you go, you know. I mean, the reversals sort of unravel a whole story, you know. Part of my thinking recently has been, well, why? Why are they doing this? Okay, we talked about bringing a new political system. Okay, maybe that's so. But this reversal on Fauci gives us one of the reasons why all this is happening. So here is the forwards.
Literally within a week or so that they wind up getting the kind of emergency use authorization. I don't want to get ahead of the FDA, but I would not be surprised, Savannah, if this happens within the next week or two.
Talking about vaccines being approved. And he says backwards, and the shares I foresee.
And the shares are supposed to.
And the shares are supposed to. And the shares are supposed to.
You hear that?
Now that's a little hard for some of you newcomers. But he does say I foresee. It's not elucidated really strictly, but it's there. I foresee. Yeah. I foresee. You
shares?
Can hear it if you listen carefully. Shares I foresee. Go ahead, Leah, play it again. Yeah. That's right. It's
which
there.
Which is opposite. Money, shares in the
business. Of course, shares. Of course.
Dollars, billions
he's using,
of dollars.
They're probably using shell companies to buy all these things up, and they're two or three layers insulated away from it, and whatever.
That's right. You got it. Yeah, you got it. So here
we go. Play it again, Sam.
The next week,
okay.
Too.
Oh, okay, so here we go. And the shares I foresee.
And the shares are supposed to.
And the shares are supposed to. And the shares are supposed to.
Oh, these people are as dirty as they get. Wow.
Yeah, the money I'm going to rake up. So there's one of the motivations, money. Okay? Billions and billions, probably trillions of dollars. And
ultimately, you may be right. Yeah.
Yeah. Trillions of dollars in vaccines worldwide. Wow. Okay.
You know about the latest of, now we all know the CDC lies constantly, almost as much as AOC lies. The CDC is admitting now in the U.S. 501 dead and 10,748 other injuries reported following COVID vaccination. Now that's the admitted number. It's probably 4 four times that, maybe more, because they're not reporting it. If they're giving up 501, what's the truth?
All right. Well, then, seeing you've said that, let me jump a few reversals ahead to a reversal when Fauci's talking about all the vaccines. Okay? So here we go.
That the federal government had been involved in the development and or facilitation of three separate platforms of vaccines. One was the mRNA. The other were vector, either an adenovector or a chimp vector. And the other was the soluble recombinant proteins.
Okay. So he's talking about vaccines. Okay. That's the forwards. So the reversal is, then they mark you will be lost.
Then they mark you will be lost.
The vaccines are going to damage or harm or mark you. That's what, now if you want to, okay, mark is a common metaphor in reverse speech. It means to damage or to harm. Mm-hmm. But you could take this one step further if you wish, and you could theorize about the mark of the beast. Is there something in the vaccines themselves and will be lost? It's almost like the vaccine is the doom bell for the world.
When he says will be lost, I think he's speaking about everyone.
Yes.
Not the insiders, not the top of the line Illuminati. He's talking about, and we'll be lost. His subconscious is saying, we'll, the world population, will be lost. It'll be drowning in all of this evil. Right. Now, that's very interesting. I think there are two statements being made there. There are two important statements. Play that again, would you please?
Sure.
That's good.
Okay. So you want the forwards as well? Yeah, let me do
yeah,
the forwards
sure.
too.
Yeah.
Okay. So listen to the context. The context is about the three vaccines that have been
three different types. There are three types of vaccines, what they are.
Three types. Yeah. Okay. All right. So here we go.
That the federal government had been involved in the development and or facilitation of three separate platforms of vaccines. One was the mRNA. The other were vector, either an adenovector or a chimp vector. And the other was the soluble recombinant proteins.
Okay. And the reversal, then they mark you, will be lost.
Then they mark you, will be lost.
Then they mark you, will be lost.
I
will be lost.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's what he's saying. You're marked. You are marked. As soon as you take the mRNA version of the three platforms, your genes are changed. You're done. And there are clearly, David, there's no monitoring or oversight about what they're really putting in these alleged vaccines. They're just injections. They're not vaccinations. They could put any number of mRNA viruses in there, strands, to do any number of different things to your genetics. And above all, they can certainly put nanotech in there that could control any of your major organs, any of your body parts, and trigger anything at any time, because we believe they're send and receive.
Yeah.
So there you go. You got nanotech overseeing multiple types of mRNA that are put into your body. Just think about it.
And then you've got Australia monitoring your every move, tracking barcodes everywhere you go. And what has happened, folks? Big Brother has arrived. And it's happened while we all had our eyes closed. And suddenly you wake up one morning and it's here. I mean, this is it. This is scary stuff. I mean, I'm really scared by this, Jeff.
You remember I had, all of you out there, our extended radio family all around the world, I was saying, I don't remember when, probably a couple months ago now, that I had this, maybe more than that, but I had this feeling of dread. It wasn't fear. It was dread that something really bad was, and this is way before the election, that something really bad was in the works. And yes, and I talked to other people and they had the same feeling, dread. And I think the collective unconscious knew what was coming, and for those who, for one reason or another, have more access to it or occasional interlocking with it, they picked that up, and that was represented in my view, in my life, with this feeling of dread. And I think it's here. I think you're right.
You're absolutely right. And I hate to say it again, but I've been warning about this since late 2019 when I started finding reversals about it all.
You did. You were finding keywords. Yes, I remember. Oh, yeah.
And wow. I thought, gee, do I go on the air with this or not? Because if nothing happens, it's going to look really silly. But just the sheer weight of them, you know, I had to go public with it.
This is an astounding validation of reverse speech on yet another one. And we've done over the years some great programs with reverse speech. But this is huge. Huge. This is the end of the world stuff.
It
potentially.
Is. Yes, it is. Yeah, it is, Joe. Yeah, it is. And there's more coming. Listen to this reversal. Jeff actually rejected this reversal. Okay, so we'll say that up front, but people on the Facebook page heard it, so I'm going to play it, and if it's not there, I apologize in advance, but it's an important one, so I want to play it, okay? So here's the forwards.
Good.
We don't need it right now, but we're going in that direction anyway, just in case, because as you mentioned, the mutants are here.
And here he says, I think he's saying, the show we're planning.
The show we're planning.
The show we're planning. The show we're planning.
Oh, that's exactly what he's saying. The show we're planning.
Hear that?
Sure.
You can hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll play it again.
The show we're planning.
The show we're planning. The show we're planning.
Yeah.
There's another reversal he threw out as well, but I agree.
We don't need it right now, but.
But I agree with
him. It's totally there.
Yeah. The show we're planning.
So, okay. All right. So step one, right? The pandemic, the fake pandemic, the fear porn, to see how the sheep will respond, and they responded probably better than even their AI projections showed. There's no pushback. The fear, I see it. I went out today, and I am so tired of people. If I'm in a market, and I'm walking down an aisle, and I'm on my side of the aisle, and someone's coming the other way, and they almost lean away from me as they walk by. This is really psycho nuts. So Act one has been very successful. And what we're planning has yet to be announced or revealed. And they say the mutants are here. You heard him say that. What is he talking about? The varying strains of the coronavirus. They got the South African, they got the Great Britain strain. There's one other, but in reality, these variants are expected. They're common. There are over 20 of them now, and they've tried to use one of them or two, the South African one, to scare people into fearing for their lives even more. This one is more virulent. Oh my, it's going to do this or that. No, that's not it. They've got other things planned. I'm telling you, we had this, Candida auris story was floated out a few days ago, which no treatment for it. They say this could be far more deadly than the case fatality rate of the coronavirus. Candida auris. It's a fungus. And they were saying that could be the next big one. Well, I think we can plan on the simple fact that there is going to be another something, whether they call it a mutated strain or a new, entirely new organism like Candida auris. But then we've got the possibility, David, remember, the Trump card, forget the other guy, Trump, the Trump card is, according to many, the fake invasion from off planet, of planet Earth. In other words, ET is going to, bad ET is going to come here and threaten to take us over. And this was talked about by Kissinger in the 70s or 80s. As being the ultimate unifier of humanity under one world rule, a threat from off planet, and people would run to sign up, take it all, I don't care, just keep me safe, protect me. So there's something planning. I believe that. Play that again, will you? Because I think this is really important. They're planning something.
Yeah, so here it is.
In the shadow of
the the show we're planning.
And the show we're planning. Okay? Yep. You ain't seen nothing yet, folks. That's what they're saying.
That's right. That's right. So the question I had, which I asked myself today, and I gave myself an answer, but I'll ask the question anyway. Are these conscious thoughts? Is he consciously aware of all of this, or is he this collective unconscious knowledge that he's picking up on?
I think he knows.
I think these are all conscious, what we call, for the rest of the students listening, first level reversals. This is what he is thinking. There's just too many of them for he to be anything else.
No, he knows.
By comparison, I'm comparing this guy with the doctors of Nazi Germany. I mean, I don't have words.
How about American military contractors in Abu Ghraib in Iraq and the torture to death of the Iraqis that they were lording it over there? How about what happened in the gulags in the Soviet Union? Over 100 million ultimately died. How about the 35 million that were starved to death wickedly, inhumanly, satanically by the Soviets in Ukraine? It just goes on and on. We got to stay away from only mentioning Germany and World War II. There's far worse out there, and I just want to try and always keep that in people's minds, because we've been programmed to only think one thing, and there's more. So what about Pol Pot? Killed 3 million Cambodians. Yeah. And you know how they did it? With hoes and shovels. They didn't shoot them. They hacked them to death. Nobody knows this.
Anyhow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. We got a break, do we not?
We do. David Oates is with us, and Fauci is a gold mine. And I hope you'll work through the weekend when you can. And do a bunch more. I know you've got more clips.
I just started a 30-minute clip with him.
And we'll do that next Tuesday when you're back. So, reverse speech. What an amazing, amazing insight it gives us. Hold on. We'll be back. Just dazzling first half an hour with reversals, exposing Dr. Death, Dr. Faustus, as he is also known here, as being involved, just like Billy Gates. They're all in it. They know. They know what's going on. Go ahead, David. Excellent.
Good. All right. So here's the last. I've still got more on Fauci, but this is the last reversal from this interview that he did yesterday, I believe. And it uses a word we've heard on in many times before. So here's the Fords.
They are not dominant yet. We can prevent them from becoming dominant by trying to suppress the replication. But if they do become dominant...
This uses a metaphor, mud. It says, in the mud, con.
In the mud, con.
In the mud, con. In the mud, con.
I don't know. I think everyone's stuck. The whole planet's in the mud right now. Everything's stuck. Nothing's moving. We're all, and you know, maybe that's the purpose of the whole thing, to shut everything down. And it's a con. It's a worm. Of course, we've heard the word con on him many times now. So it's just another one. All right, now, these next reversals come from a clip I've only just started on. It's a 30-minute interview. I'm only about 3 minutes in. So there's a lot more to come, which will come on Tuesday night. Okay?
I'll get it done
over the weekend. So here's the first reversal.
Thank you very much, Dr. Walensky. Well, as alluded to by Andy Slavitt,
we touched America. Oh, here he says, we touched America.
We touched America.
We touched America. We touched America.
Yeah, I'd say you did touch America. I think that's a bit of an understatement.
Play the forward again, please. I missed part of it. Didn't quite get it.
Yeah. This is just as he's been introduced. So this is his very first opening comment. Okay, so here we go.
Thank you very much, Dr. Walensky. Well, as alluded to by Andy Slavitt.
He's just beginning. That's all.
Is that Fauci again?
Yeah, that's Fauci.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You know, they put the touch on America, all right. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. So I'll play the reversal again. We touched America.
We touched America.
We touched America. We touched America.
Yeah, you certainly did. Then we got this reversal already played, but I'll play it again because it's in order. He talks about all the vaccines.
That the federal government had been involved in the development and or facilitation of three separate platforms of vaccines. One was the mRNA. The other were vector, either an adenovector or a chimp vector. And the other was the soluble recombinant proteins.
And then they mark you, we'll be lost.
Will be lost.
I mean, that's a real ominous reversal.
It's almost a de facto eulogy for the human race. We'll be lost.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It's scary stuff. Wow. Looks like
it's very grim.
America again, because they're going to require the vaccine to travel overseas. I ain't taking the vaccine, I tell you. I don't think they can force us yet in Australia. I don't know.
Did you know what happened in England today?
Yes, I saw that. Did you hear this? Yes, I read it, but tell everyone.
Yeah. Well, the UK now is essentially using genocidal blackmail to force everyone to get the vaccine there. And the dictate that came from the government today, everyone over the age of 50 must be vaccinated before the lockdown will be lifted. In other words, if you can't get your people to all take this death shot, you're going to live under lockdown indefinitely. That's what they're saying. This is blackmail. Everyone over 50 must be vaccinated before lockdowns will be lifted in England.
I cannot believe this is happening.
No.
This is like a sci-fi movie on TV, you know?
It's true. It absolutely is. Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Wake me up. What's happened? This is crazy. And this is the next reverse of the last one, and this one actually answers one of my previous questions. Is he consciously thinking this, or is it collective unconscious knowledge we're tapping into? But this reverse actually answers that question. So here's the forwards.
And Pfizer, with their mRNA showing a 94 to 95% efficacy, and a very, very good efficacy against advanced or severe disease.
And here he says, seize it, grievous thoughts. Seize it, grievous thoughts.
Seize it, grievous thoughts.
Seize it, grievous thoughts.
Again, two separate statements made.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah, correct. Two separate statements, yes. So he's got these grievous thoughts going on in his mind that he's obsessing on almost. So it's conscious. It's conscious thoughts we're listening, not collective unconscious knowledge. So there you go. That's a bit of a scary scenario, Jeff.
Dr. Death, Dr. Faustus, as dirty as they get.
Yeah. Yeah, well, okay. Where oh, you know, wonder if I can find Jeff's notes on the first broadcast. Oh, dear, I can't find Jeff's notes. Let me go back and I'll I can't remember which ones he rejected and which ones he didn't on the first lot of reversals. Blasted. Okay, so here's some of the first reversals. Here's one.
We got to get a synergy between the feds and the states, particularly some leadership by the federal government.
This is in, it's in the death I knew.
It's in this death I knew.
It's in this death I knew. It's in this death I knew.
I knew, not I knew, I knew. Remember we discussed that when I played.
Yes. Right.
So there is Dr. Death using the word death. It's in the death I knew.
Death I knew.
It's in this death I knew. It's in this death I knew.
Oh, play it again. What? Well, play it again.
Sure.
One more. I think I might have caught something. Let's see.
Okay. Let's go back a bit.
It's in this death I knew.
It's in this death I knew.
Oh, yeah. It's in
this death I knew.
It's in his death anew. It's in his death anew. Now, who is he? Who is his? It's in his death anew. See if you don't hear an H there.
Okay, hang on. I'm just printing out Jeff's notes. He just sent them to me. Thank you very much, Jeff. Okay, it's in his death anew. Okay.
It's in his death anew.
It's in his death anew.
Oh yeah.
It's in his death anew.
Oh, it is his death. Well, I'll be. Huh?
Whose death is it?
I have no idea.
Is he talking about Jesus? Is he talking about someone who is in prominent government position who hasn't died yet and he's getting ahead of himself? I don't know.
I have no idea. I have it's no in, idea.
It, but do you hear it? It's in his death anew.
Yeah, I certainly did. Here he is using the word con again. Here we go.
Before you get that blanket or umbrella of what we refer to as herd immunity, which if we do get that, there will be very few mutations because a virus is not going to mutate if it doesn't have a playing field to replicate. So.
Yes, dream in a con.
Yes, dream in a con.
Yes, dream in a con. Yes, dream in a con.
So there's
you know, I don't think what he said in forward may be correct. I think it may be a con. I think he's conning us. Because if a virus has a level playing field, it seems to me that doesn't rule out mutations at all. And he's talking about herd immunity. In other words, the virus can't get hold of people and proliferate. I think he's spinning fables here.
Okay, let's play the forwards and listen.
Before you get that blanket or umbrella of what we refer to as herd immunity, which if we do get that, there will be very few mutations because the virus is not going to mutate if it doesn't have a playing field to replicate. So,
well, that doesn't sound right.
He's wrong. He's not. No, that's BS in my view. I'm not a scientist, so I may be wrong, but I don't think that that's correct at all. A virus will always mutate. Why? So it doesn't kill off its hosts. It wants to survive. And if it wants to survive, it'll mutate into a less pathogenic, virulent strain. So that doesn't make sense, what he's saying.
No, you're right. Well, so the reversal backs it up. He's conning. Yes, dream in a con. Yeah, dream away. Oh, yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah, dream away is all.
No,
it's
that
all
guy. Again, I'm not a scientist, but I've studied this like many of you, and I don't believe. No, A virus will mutate into a less pathogenic format so it doesn't kill off its host and end its existence. That's what it does.
Yeah. So here's a reversal, dream in a con.
Yes, dream in a con.
Yes, dream in a con. Yes, dream in a con.
Yeah.
Boy, that's pretty damn arrogant, huh? Wow.
Yeah, it is. It is. Here's one that's a borderline reversal, but I think we passed it last time.
The question we all have, which is, when do you think for us here in America, life's going to get back to something like normal? Is that September, November? Is it next year? What do you think?
You know, David, it's a great question. Everyone asks it, but they have to be estimates that have contingencies. You cannot give a definite answer.
And we fed the big con.
The face of the con.
What do you say, Jeff? I mean, what do you say?
I'd say the guy's a career con, is what he is. Yeah. A career con. This goes all the way back to the AIDS HIV controversy, in which he and Dr. Gallo worked to take discovery credit for the human immunodeficiency virus away from Dr. Luc Montagnier of the Pasteur Institute. And they raised so much hell about it that the World Health Organization bestowed dual discovery status on both of them, on Dr. Gallo and Dr. Montagnier. This was really looked upon by much of medical science as being outrageous and a fraud, what they were doing, trying to steal discovery from Montagnier. That's what I remember reading in great detail. So this guy's been at it for a long, long time. He's now the highest paid employee in the U.S. federal government.
Wow.
He didn't get there by being he's a player, big player.
Well, this reversal we played last show now makes sense, where it says, I know with Pfizer. Of course, we just heard the reversal about the shares I foresee. So I'm sure he's got shares in Pfizer. Well, hidden, of course, by multiple layers, but I'm sure it's there. So here's the Pfizer reversal.
And you only get 50% of them vaccinated. Then all of a sudden, the timetable goes out the window. So you get mutations you got to deal with.
And then he says, I know with Pfizer.
And then with Pfizer.
And then with Pfizer. And then with Pfizer.
Wow.
I know what to tell you, Jeff. These reversals are pretty straightforward, really.
They are.
If you believe in reverse speech, which hopefully most of your listeners do, half from doing your show for 25 years, we have seen it come true and be validated time and time and time and time again. These reversals, which I will expand upon more next show, these reversals are painting a very, very grim picture. The virus was planned. It was intentionally released from a lab. It didn't emerge from a meat market in Wuhan.
Nope.
It was genetically modified. Everything we've been told about it is a con, including the death rate. This vaccine is a key piece in the whole jigsaw puzzle. And there are other reasons why they want everyone to be vaccinated. There's a hidden motive behind all of this that's deeper than just the money they're going to make. And I may find that as I continue reversing this interview with Dr. Fauci.
Wow.
So there we go.
Yeah, indeed. This guy is an open book. They haven't taught him how to, if you can, to mask his reversals. So no pun intended there, but.
No, I understand. Yeah, here, let me pull up some of the reversals. I think we're going to go to a break soon. I'm trying to think where I got on file.
We got 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. I'm going to pull up some reversals I played about a coming war. Okay, so okay, here we go. I'm not too sure who's speaking here. All I got is reversals, so we'll have to recognize the voice as we play it.
them that that's exactly how I felt, and that's what my disability attorney thinks.
Ah, right. These are from my clients. Okay, these are collective unconscious reversals from my clients. Remember, that's how I got the information, was through clients' reversals. And this one says, Gamble, plan this warfare on you.
Gamble, plan this warfare on you.
A little bit unclear, but I can certainly hear plan this warfare.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I'm just putting some out at random here. Here's another one.
To reset yourself. But, David, I was going to tell you, too.
Mm-hmm.
I was driving home tonight and right.
And got a big war.
Got a big war.
Okay. And then I found several reversals about a world war, which I predicted one was going to come. I now believe it's already here, and we just don't even know it. We're in the middle of a worldwide conflict right now. I mean, Britain's
sure.
shut down.
Sure,
Australia's really. Shut down. America's, I don't know, who else is shut down? Half of Europe, I believe. So, here we go.
I believe that all the world leaders that are on our side and working for righteousness.
And here she says, world war.
World war. World war.
And again. Oops, sorry.
World war. World war.
Wow.
War.
Yeah, that's on one client. And here's another client. Yeah, look, go on.
When you have the whole world in this COVID, losing their jobs, famine.
Now this is world war.
World war. World war.
When she says the whole world is gripped in this COVID world war. What's a world war? The world war is already here. It's a COVID. And here's another one.
I am hoping, because I already feel better with your help.
Oh, yeah?
The things that you've done already, honestly.
And she says, you'll feel rot, USA. Rot's a bit unclear. I can hear the rot. Yeah. So these are the type of reversals that I was finding. Here's another one that mentions the, now, hang on, let me just play you the very first reversal I ever found that set me on this whole trend. This was, I remember this one, it was around about October, November 2019.
You know, he was very much a control freak in that sense, and she felt very powerless and also very suppressed like I did.
Right.
That's pretty much what I thought she would say.
And this one says, sudden USA.
Southern USA.
And again.
Southern USA.
And it was sudden. I mean, suddenly the world embroiled in this international conflict. And it was sudden.
Right. Well, they turned the switch on and it happened. This is all planned. Meticulously planned.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
I think if we can find any reversals on Obama, I'd be willing to bet the mortgage that he will be implicated. He's one of the key players that you don't see. He's carefully staying out of sight. And I know from what Patrick Byrne said when he set up Hillary Clinton and was in the room when she accepted an $18 million bribe. I think he was in the room. Anyway, he saw it, that Obama had done that, made that setup, so he could control her for the 8 years that they expected her to be in the White House. She lost, it didn't happen. But Obama was all set to control Hillary Clinton. So why not his former vice president? Of course.
Wow.
All right, hang on, gang. David and I will be right back with more tremendous reversals, David. Just amazing. Hold on.